Shea's Detective.
Hi, is this Angelica Villa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, ma'am. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Countdown to Friday just started for me, you know?
Oh, good. Yeah, I know.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the best day.
It is. It is. I like Saturday even better, though.
Oh, yeah. Friday,
so, the reason I'm calling is just to go over your results made so far, and also there's an exciting new option available in your area called Google Guarantee. Is this
okay.
A good time now, though, to go through that?
Sure, I might have some time. Sure.
Okay, perfect. If you run out, just let me know, no worries. Okay, so first off, results so far, you're currently number 3 on the map section on the first page of Google. The guy ahead of you, he has 130 reviews online, but the one ahead of that is only at 14 reviews. So what you're going to want to do is just keep on sending or asking your clients to leave you a Google review, and that's going to help you boost you ahead of these guys, but you're in the game. You're on the first page, you know?
Okay. And when you say that, what do you mean?
So what I'm going to do in a second here, I'm going to text you a link, and it's the link, you just send it to your clients. It'll say, like, rate.mypro.rothcotreeservice, and all they have to do is click on it. It'll pull up the stars, and they can just leave you a 5-star review very easily.
Okay.
Now, just a heads up on that, though. If you ever run into a situation where they're like, Angelica, I left the review, but it's not showing, probably they didn't use a Google account. So it needs to come from a Gmail, but I really wouldn't specify that to them. Just send them the link, and if they have a Gmail, it'll post, you know?
Okay.
So let me, hold on, let me message Steve right now just so you can send me that link. He's the guy that does all this. So you can still do it from your dashboard where you click request review, but that's like a longer route. I think it's way easier when you could just send a link, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Google Guarantee, have you heard of that program before? Do you know how it works?
No.
Okay. So it's a new program through Google. It's only been around about 2 years now. And it's really popular, okay? I literally have 100% retention rate on it. But what it is, Angelica, is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is that they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, here's the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular. If you do not set an appointment with a lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, I don't know. Okay. I'm just trying to follow you. So leads, how do you get the leads?
Yeah. So let me expand on it. So right now, for example, if you search tree services, right, you're showing up number 3 on the map section. Above that map, though, is the Google Guaranteed section. And you'll see Ramos Tree there, Luxury Tree, Good Murrow, right? Their phone number is not listed on that Google Guarantee link, though. It's going to be a Google rotating number that's recorded by Google bots. So let's say I pick Ramos and I call them directly. These calls are recorded by Google bots. So if I'm out of their service radius, if it's not a service they provide, or it's like a solicitation call, right? Like I'm trying to sell them SEO or something, or life insurance, right? Those are all deemed as unqualified leads. They automatically wouldn't be charged for. So you literally have to speak to the person and either set an appointment or there has to be a price inquiry made for it to be considered a qualified lead. Does that clarify?
Sorry, it's because I'm trying. Okay, so when you say go to the map section of Google, we're number three. What do I do? I mean, I'm on Google. So what do
okay.
I do?
So if you, no problem. So if you type in tree services, what's the first thing that you see?
Okay, when I Google tree services, the businesses come up in my area are Davis Tree Service, us, and Ranch and Home Tree Service.
Okay, and above that, though, you should see Google guaranteed, like, ads, right? Like Ramos Tree Service, Luxury Tree Service. Do you see those guys?
That.
You don't see that. That's super strange. Are you searching? Here, let me type your zip code in just so I get the exact same search, you know? Give me one quick second. Yeah, mine still shows it. It's a little different, though. It shows Green Go Tree Services and Trees Removal of Central. Are you searching from a phone or a desktop? Shouldn't matter, really, but... yeah, that's strange. You should see the,
so I'm trying to like,
it should be like, it has like a little green check mark and it literally says Google guaranteed next to it.
And it's at the top. So my screen shows the search bar and then underneath where it says all maps, images, shopping, news, more.
Yeah, that's the different tab. So it should be on the regular tab that it shows it. What I'm going to do right now, so in our Google guarantee of, like, canned email we send out, it shows you an example of, like, what the Google guaranteed section looks like. So I'm going to shoot that to your email right now at the trees at, what is it, rothcotreeservice.com. Is that the best one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll shoot that to you now, and that way you can see, like, the first one on there. Let me see who it is. It's like 3D Tree Service, Premier Garage Doors. It just shows you all the different type of categories too, right? So, but at least you can like see exactly what it looks like.
Okay, well, it does it on my phone. It does do it on my phone.
That's strange. It doesn't do it on your laptop. Okay. I'm going to mention that to our Google rep too, because it's a new program, right? Like it has its kinks and stuff, but it is the best lead program on the market currently. So you do see it on the phone though, what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so when I get the tree services, I see Ramos Tree Service, Trees Removal of Central Texas. I don't even see our name though.
No, because you're not Google guaranteed verified yet. So that's what I'm calling about. Yeah, so to get in that section, there's a couple requirements. The main reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance to that client directly as long as they booked you through Google Guarantee. And they're telling that client that they vetted you. So your area, it doesn't require licensing. It does require limited liability insurance, though. So is your company currently insured?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you're still insured. Also, any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you guys have like a crew of 100 guys, but it's mainly you, and I know you have two other authorized users on this, but basically, the face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check through Google. Would that be fine?
Okay.
Okay. Just a heads up on that. They go off the past 7 years. I always feel awkward asking if your background's good, but I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Background's good. Okay. So background check's good. You're insured. You qualify for the Google Guarantee Program. So let me let you know what your lead fees would be, okay? Give me one quick second. And I'll reply to the email, too, with these lead fees so you have them in writing. So for the tree service vertical, your cost per qualified lead, so meaning you have to set an appointment or there has to be a price inquiry, it's at $29.33 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you want, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is at $383. Okay.
Monthly.
But, well, that's the next thing I was going to get into. So your lead budget does roll over. So let's say you did the minimum budget and you took on 13 qualified leads. The next month you would be charged $383 to replenish your lead budget. But let's say you took on one qualified lead and decided to turn your leads off for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, or let's say you only got one qualified lead. The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $383. You would be charged for that one lead you took on, the $2,933. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
How that works.
So then what's the point of the minimum, I guess?
Well, it's Google's requirements. They require you to have 13 leads in the bank, basically, to be able to use this lead program. So, for example, if you don't have 13 leads, they don't accept it. It's just kind of part of their process. Now, I have clients. Oh, go ahead.
Up front, we would pay for the 13 leads, but then monthly, it just depends how many leads we book.
Exactly. So if you took on six leads, right, six qualified leads, then you would be charged $29.33 times six to replenish your lead budget.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, we do not charge your lead budget, though, until we have finished the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your insurance. This is when we run the background check. You already have the review requirements. So what we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. So long as you get everything to us, like, ASAP, I mean, like, day one, usually it's done in that four-week mark. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we do charge those. There's a one-time application fee for Google Guarantee. So it's not like a renewal fee like other lead programs. You only pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay. So our local slash right now, the local slash monthly doesn't go up. It's just the app fee we pay the one time.
Yes, exactly. It's a one-time application fee to get you on the Google Guaranteed section. Exactly. So your monthly would stay the same with the base program. And once you have your leads turned on and you're approved, I have some clients that keep both programs going, right? I have others that just go Google Guarantee only, but I have literally 100% retention rate on Google Guarantee. Like, you would absolutely love it.
Gotcha. Okay, and I'm so sorry to make you repeat yourself, but tell me again. So people go on to Google, they see the Google Guarantee companies, and that's where our leads come from. They contact us directly.
Correct.
Google Guarantee.
Correct. So they would pick you and call you directly. Say it again?
Are they supposed to tell me how do I know that they found us on Google Guaranteed?
Great question. So on your caller ID, it's going to say LSA lead. LSA stands for local service ads. That's basically what Google Guarantee is. The reason it goes that way is because we want you to know it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through.
So do they have to hit the call button through the Google Guaranteed link? Like, what if they just write a number down and call us regularly?
If they did that, then there's no way that you would be, you wouldn't be charged for the lead. So, for example, because that's actually a really, really good question. So let's say they type in tree service and they see you in the Google Guaranteed section, right? And then they look down and they say, hey, I see them right there in the map section, right? They can literally write your number down and call your number from the map section, and there's no way for you to be charged for that lead. That's just unlimited amount of clicks and calls. But in the Google Guaranteed section, every company showing there, it's not their phone number. It's a Google number that's recorded by Google Bots. So what would happen is they would click and call that number from Google Guarantee. And Google, to entice people, the reason they came out with this is to come out with a better lead program for one, but also they just wanted to, like, ensure the clients, like, hey, the companies we have here, like, we're saying we're backing their work, you know. So they just feel more at ease to kind of choose you. But it would redirect to your phone number that you want us to send those leads to, is how it would work.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And on the back,
good question.
Face-to-face employee. So that would be our estimator, obviously, would have to, since he meets with people, to do the quote. And then our foreman who goes in, but that's not everybody on the crew. That's just, you would only need a background check for the ones that deal with the customer directly, you're saying.
Yeah, so what Google wants is they want it for face-to-face employees. Now, I'll tell you, though, when we set these accounts up, usually just the ownership does it. They don't have, like, a Google truck that's going to, like, roam around and be like, hey, he's a face-to-face employee and he didn't run his background check, you know. So
yeah.
Usually it's just the ownership and you're good to go. But if you want to list others, you definitely can. I've even had clients that, like, I have one client who, he didn't have a social. He's waiting on it. And so he used somebody else, that's with the business as the face-to-face employee. And he's been rocking and rolling with this for about a year now. So it's been no problem. So just the ownership is how it works.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And then, when we replenish the lead, I guess, do you guys don't invoice us directly, Google does, or how, or does it come from you or what?
No, it comes from us. It comes from us. So what would happen, right? Like, let's say, we get your application sent out to you, we schedule your client interview for your lead tech, and, we get all that rolling, right? The application process, you really want to get it done as fast as possible, like get your insurance submitted, get that background check done so we could get it approved. But once it's approved, we don't just, like, turn your leads on and charge the budget out of nowhere. We text, email, and give you a phone call verification just saying, hey, are you ready to rock and roll with these leads? If you give us the thumbs up, that's when the lead budget would be charged.
Okay. Now, yeah. All these three companies on the Google Guarantee, I mean, is that through you guys?
No. So Google Guarantee, right, they could be using another Google Premier partner. They're not working with us, though. So there's no, like, conflict of interest. Like, we're not working with Gringo or Tree Removal of Central Texas or any of these other guys.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was part of our deal.
Okay. Right.
Okay, well, I think that sounds good. I will talk to the guys. Obviously, they make the decision. So.
Yeah, Justin and Matt, right?
Yes, Justin
yeah.
and Matt. They would be the ones to decide. And then what else was I going to say? Oh, so our base, the $199 we pay for now, and I always, you guys always explain it so well what y'all do, and they want to know what are they doing. So on the dashboard, I can see, and you can kind of, so you guys are running all of our listings that we have on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then any pictures we send you or anything, you're updating our profile. And the big thing y'all do is the Google keywords. So making
yes.
sure that we're visible when people go to search, making sure we're up in the top of
You got it, like, down pat. Like, I work in the Google Guarantee department, but I'm real well-versed on our other products, too. That's
yeah.
exactly what you're doing is you're paying for optimization, a presence to stay as a top recommended option in the map section. Now, like, after we get you Google Guarantee approved, if you wanted to just go Google Guarantee only, we don't, like, delete all your listings, but they won't keep optimizing you for the map section, if that makes sense. So that's why it's valuable to kind of keep that on. But Google Guarantee, the great thing about that program is you only, like, let's say you got zero leads, right? That hasn't happened to any of my Google Guarantee clients, but let's just say it did. You would literally pay $0 the next month because you're only paying for qualified leads that come through, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, it makes sense. So I will talk to them and You said you're going to kind of send me the pricing email. I probably already got it. My thing's going off.
Yeah. Oh, so what I did is I replied to the email with your vertical, which just means category. It's like Google Guarantee jargon. But I have the cost per lead on there, what the minimum budget is. Just to clarify, too, that's 13 leads. You can. I have a client in New York. He takes on 200 leads a month. So really, the sky's the limit. And below that, I also put in there the subcategories for the tree service vertical. Now, you can turn on and off whichever verticals. And let's say, I'm just going to use an example. Like, let's say you didn't do tree cabling and bracing, right? You would obviously leave that off. And if a lead came through for that type of service, you wouldn't be charged for that lead because it's an unqualified lead.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Tree service protocols menu. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I will talk to them. See what
Perfect. So I'm also going to send you over my direct line and extension. So after you speak to them, right, or if they have any questions for me too, you guys can always reach me directly. Okay.
Right.
Not on Saturdays though. I'll call you back though.
Yeah. Or Sunday, or the Monday.
Or Sunday. Monday. Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I love my weekends, for sure.
Oh, yeah. For
them. I never volunteer to work those days, for sure. All right, so I'm going to send that over to you right now. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
I don't. I think that I asked all my questions, so hopefully I can reiterate, and if not, we will be calling you.
All right. Sounds good. Pleasure speaking with you, Angelica.
Okay.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
You too.
Bye.